MPBN's Mal Leary joins us from the State House. Mal, what are some of the issues that have been resolved?
Well, this is the short session of the legislature, Tom, so they didn't have as many bills as they have during the first regular session. But a lot of those bills have been settled. They've been passed, or they've been defeated, or they've been vetoed, and the veto's been sustained. Some of the issues that have been resolved that haven't got much attention that are pretty important is one, for example, is a property tax relief bill for middle and low-income Mainers. What it is property tax credits for low- and middle-income residents under 65. That's going to double from $300 to $600. And it's going to increase from $400 to $900 for filers of 65 years age or older. The measure also expands eligibility for renters. So that's a very significant piece of legislation. The governor has signed it. So that's one of the things this session did get done. Other things such as the corrections board will get more authority now over the county jails. And the legislature's outlawed predatory lending of online lenders. They offer payday loans. That's a new law that's going to take effect. All veterans will get the lower in-state tuition rates at the university and the community college systems. And some bills will become law over the governor's veto, like the measure that was aimed at increasing the number of Maine school kids who can get food over the summer months through a federally funded program. So we've had many issues resolved.
But there have been a lot of vetoes this session, though, Mal. Do you expect there'll be more of that when lawmakers return to the Capitol?
I suspect there will be. In fact, some legislative leaders are saying there could be 2 to 3 dozen vetoes when lawmakers return. The governor has set a new record for vetoes, beating the record that was set by independent Governor James Lungley back in the mid-1970s. Most of those vetoes have been sustained by the legislature. In this last day of the session, which really lasted into this morning, lawmakers passed scores and scores of bills that the governor may veto. For example, they passed $50 million in proposed bonds. That's 6 different bonds, including things for like $10 million for drinking water projects, $7 million for investments in Maine's marine economy. There's a bond in there for small business. There's one for the Mount Desert Island Biological Laboratory. There's an $8 million bond for a lab at the University of Maine aimed at strengthening agriculture and forestry industries. While all these bonds pass by wide margins, the governor could veto one or more of them, so we won't know which one of those bonds will go to the voters in November until the legislature actually adjourns this session for the year, which they hope will be on May 1st.
The legislature also passed a new version of Medicaid expansion. Others have already failed. Is that another unresolved issue?
It is. House Speaker Mark Eaves offered what he called a compromise that would use Medicaid funds from the federal government to pay for poor Mainers to buy health insurance on the private health exchange market. It's modeled on plans that are underway in New Hampshire and Arkansas. It had strong support, but it did not have veto-proof margins in either the House or Senate. The governor's already denounced the plan and has promised a veto, and that will likely be sustained.
So, Mal, really a lot of issues won't be settled until they come back.
That's right, Tom. And this includes some hard-fought bills with strong support. For example, a measure that broadens access to medication Narcan that's used to counter deadly overdoses of opiate-based drugs, including heroin. The final version of that bill was passed unanimously. But whether Governor Page vetoes it or not, or maybe he lets it become law without his signature, is uncertain. Another bill that's up in the air right now is one that would go after large corporations that have set up shop in countries that they can help them to avoid taxes. The so-called tax havens bill would bring in about $5 million a year in new revenue. But the LePage administration opposed it during hearings, so the governor may well veto that piece of legislation as well.
Okay, well, Mal Leary from the State House, thanks for the update.
Thank you, Tom.